Connor, congratulations. You made it a home semi-final in the European Rugby Challenge Cup. But it was another heart-in-mouth moment, another heart-in-mouth game for the fans.
Well, I think that's why they come back, because they like to see entertainment, they like to see a few tries. And, we're two up and down tonight, but we've got a job done and we've got a home semi-final. If you'd said to us when we started off against Montpellier here all those months ago that we'd be looking at a home semi-final in the European Cup competition, I think we'd have all taken that and moved on happily. What lessons will the players learn? You can't give people an opportunity. We were two up and down, and we allowed, through our kickoff receipts, our exit strategy probably played too much in that first half, and we allowed them back at us and allowed them in the game. And then suddenly you can see the try, you can see the kind of a freak try when the Red Sea parted for Moses, for Sean Maitland to walk through, and suddenly you're facing a real mental challenge. But what a reaction to that mental challenge to score 20 unanswered points. It's a good example of the players. If we're on it, we'll be right on it, and we will be for the semi-final.
You were facing a team, London Irish, that are in the Premiership facing relegation. So does that actually mean they played with nothing to lose?
Yeah, well, we knew that before the game. They had a freedom to go out, and the pressure is on, you know, a team like us when everyone's writing up things. And I'm looking at a team sheet going, you know, they've got players that can really hurt you if you're not quite honest. And we were fitful, and you know, we looked like we were really going to get going, and then we'd give them a penalty, we'd drop a kickoff, you know, the try from Tim Visser, off Tim Visser is just a ricochet, and he doesn't handle it, and then they score, and then Sean Maitland's try. They're not having to work for them, whereas we were having to work desperately hard, and they defended incredibly well. But you could just see the team in the last 20 minutes just grow and become more intense. That's what we have to do for 80.
And congratulations to Danny Kerr, a hat-trick, and Wallace on two.
Yeah, he stole it off Luke, so that should have been Luke's try, and I was actually up top going, what's Danny doing taking that ball? But no, brilliant, and you know, that's what captains do, don't they? We've been working with him, you know, saying to him about getting off the line in terms of that line-out intercept. It wasn't something that Tony Dipperl's getting into his ear to when the ball was at the front to take that, because the ball's in the air a long time, so little moments of individual brilliance from him are very special, but we've got a few other people who can do that. And I thought Mike Brown really played well tonight. I mean, he was unbelievable under the high ball. Unbelievable. And onwards and upwards now. Saracens next week is a huge test, and we know what we need to do if we're going to get ourselves, you know, into a chance at the top four. But it's a massive challenge. So that's our next job, and then we'll focus on Grenoble here.
Congratulations and good luck for next week.
Thank you.